So what we've been trying to do is solve this problem about identifying these key different fruit fly pests that occur in Southeast Asia, invasive in South America and in Africa. The problem has been that while they've been described as separate species, there weren't consistent markers that we could use to tell them apart. So from a trade and quarantine perspective, you couldn't tell if you had one species over another, or for management, whether you had one over the other. So we've been utilising a wide variety of different techniques to try and distinguish, to ask the question, are these in fact different species? Are they the same species, or if they are different, what are the markers we need to tell them apart?
What was finally the method used that you could say they were all the same?
So the trick was, because they are all the same, if they were different, we should have been able to find a marker relatively quickly. What we've used, in fact, is a whole group of different techniques, from their ability to mate with each other, their pheromones, several different forms of genetic analysis. All of these have been brought together, and basically they're not different from each other. None of these we can distinguish, and so we've essentially decided that we can't tell them apart, they can't tell each other apart, therefore they're the same thing.
Now, there's the Philippines fruit fly, which of course seems to come from the Philippines. There's the invasive fruit fly, there's the carambola, and there's the Asia papaya fruit fly. Where do all these come from? How diverse are their locations?
So the Oriental fruit fly complex occurs naturally all through Southeast Asia and the Indian subcontinent up into southern China. The populations which are now in Africa are invasive only in the last 10 years. Populations in South America are invasive only in the last 15 years. We also had one of those, the Asian papaya fruit fly, incurred in North Queensland in the mid-1990s before it was eradicated at quite a significant cost.
So now that they're all identified as the Oriental fruit fly, what does that mean?
So it means a number of different things depending on where you are. For the Africans, for example, who believe they've had a new pest species, the invasive fruit fly, they can now use already agreed international trade protocols to get their markets, get commodities into international markets. And there are many different international control strategies which they can apply to Africa. And that goes for many of the countries where those flies are endemic. For Australia, it's a different issue. It's about being prepared in advance. Previously, the Asian papaya fruit fly, it does occur in Papua New Guinea and Indonesia. Every year it's intercepted several times on the Torres Strait Islands. It's a serious pest for tropical growers. If it had come into Australia and established in Australia, it would have been of serious concern to tropical growers. But temperate growers need not have worried, because it occurs only in tropical Indonesia, PNG, so we wouldn't have expected to go further south. Now that we recognise it's just a different name for the Oriental fruit fly, the Oriental fruit fly has much, much wider climatic tolerances, and modelling of several different groups have shown that Oriental fruit fly, if it entered Australia, would spread all the way down the east coast through our production areas, all the way to Melbourne and across into South Australia. So we need to be much more prepared about the risk that's sitting on our northern borders.
And just how much of a risk is it? It came in 1990. Has it come in since?
No, yes. It has come in the name of Philippines fruit fly. It came into Darwin, where it was eradicated quite quickly. An independent economic analysis recently done out of Western Australia has suggested that the Oriental fruit fly is in fact Australia's worst plant biosecurity pest. With an estimated cost of nearly $1 billion to the Australian economy if it came in and established.
But we have our own problems. We have the Queensland fruit fly and the Mediterranean fruit fly, which is endemic in Western Australia. We already have our own protocols to deal with this fruit fly. So, you know, how do they marry up? How do the protocols marry up?
Okay, so they are subtly different, but importantly different. Queensland fruit fly is what we call a Q lure responsive fly. The male lures, which we use for management of Q fly, is Q lure. The Oriental fruit fly responds to a chemical called methanugenol. So there are different responses we need. They're also, Oriental fruit fly has attacks a wider host range than Queensland fruit fly. Close to, well, in fact, probably wider than Mediterranean fruit fly as well, so it'll attack more things. It also has a propensity to attack fruit while it's still harder and greener than any of our existing fruit flies. It's also, international experience shows the Oriental fruit fly will outcompete other fruit fly species. So if established, it would become, based on international experience, our dominant pest fruit fly in Australia.
The crucial thing that you take away from this is that having recognised five different species of fruit fly as one, that Australia needs to be on high alert for them.
Very seriously, we need to be on high alert for this fly. It is without a doubt one of Australia's, if not Australia's, major insect quarantine concern at the moment for the plant industries.